broadcasting live from the beautiful Cobb Galleria Center in Atlanta, Georgia, at TAG Summit 2020. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
And we are back and in full stride, broadcasting live here at Cobb Galleria Center. Lee Cantor, Stone Payton here with you. We're at TAG Summit 2020. Lee, it has been back to back. The entire hall is just teeming with vitality. This is so much fun, and this segment is going to be no exception. Please join me in welcoming to the broadcast with Comcast, Mr. Jeff Bozzelli. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, Jeff, you're with Comcast Business, and you're the title sponsor of the summit. How has this event kind of met your, has it met your expectations? Has it been the way you envisioned it when you decided to get involved?
Yeah. So thanks for the question. We really are excited about it. We have about 50 of our Comcast team members at the event today. And, you know, really excited about our continued partnership with TAG. We made a multi-year kind of commitment to TAG to many of their events and to kind of an overall program sponsorship with the TAG team 3 years ago, and it's just paid off really well for us. Our business is all about reaching out to small startup companies all the way up to enterprise, large business customers, and that's the division I work for, the Comcast Business Division. And so it's been a great way for us to get into the ecosystem here in Georgia and leverage our influence and help to be a key player in the local infrastructure of Atlanta and all of Georgia, really.
So now, how does Comcast Business kind of, what are their metrics of success with a relationship with TAG and serving a community as diverse as this one?
Well, I think first off, we view our responsibility in the business community as something really important. So we have a lot of employees in the Atlanta area and Georgia, and so we're looking to make sure that we continue to have engagement in the communities that we serve. And so getting our employees involved, really beneficial. Number two, you know, the TAG ecosystem with the societies, the board, and with the events gives our employees, whether you're in finance, marketing, sales, engineering, a great opportunity or platform for folks in our company in different disciplines to get engaged and to get value in reaching out in the community and networking and learning, quite frankly. So I think there's a learning component that we're very interested in. And then thirdly, it obviously opens up new relationships for us from a business perspective that are exciting. So we continue to see, you know, great opportunities in all three of those areas that kind of fuels the relationship continue to expand and grow and flourish over the last five or so years that I've been involved with TAG.
So now, why don't you educate our listeners about how Comcast Business can serve their business? Maybe they're familiar with Comcast at their home, but maybe they haven't connected the dots where Comcast Business might be a good partner for them in their business.
Yeah, so as I mentioned, we have products all the way from kind of a startup business working from their home up to, you know, a Fortune 500 company.
But like product, what kind of product?
So we've got internet services, data services, to provide basic connectivity. We have voice services. We have video services. So, you know, think of a bar restaurant kind of environment. And then we have a lot of different managed services, whether it's a Wi-Fi system that you want installed in your business or a data security product that we just recently launched called our Security Edge product. So we have a lot of different things we can do to help both the small business all the way up to a really big corporate customer meet all of their telecommunications needs and really start thinking about some of the newer exciting things in IoT and, you know, in the kind of next generation of applications that we're seeing already. To do that, it starts with having a really solid and strong bandwidth connection into your business, and we can certainly provide that to businesses of all size.
Now, for you personally, you decided to really get active in TAG in terms of being the chairman of the board of TAG. And why was that important for you personally to say, you know what, this organization's important, and I'm going to really kind of lean into this?
Yeah, great question. So 5 years ago when I came to Atlanta, I had moved from the East Coast with Comcast to Atlanta. I took over our central division running all things Comcast business. And I honestly, I didn't know a lot of folks in the Atlanta market or the Georgia market. I wanted to get into the tech space and really kind of network. I've always done that in different places. I've lived in the country and worked. And I see value in networking and understanding kind of the local ecosystem that you're in. So I found TAG to be kind of uniquely positioned as that company that could help me break in quickly. And it hasn't disappointed. Over the last 5 years, I've been a member of the board. I've been on some of the committee chairs of events. And this past year, I agreed to take the reins as chairman, taking over for Chris Linder, who did a fantastic job, and John Traynor before him. So I feel very fortunate to have met the folks I have. I've got a great knowledge now of how the technology ecosystem works here. And I've made a lot of great friends and colleagues that, you know, I know I wouldn't have had exposure to if not for TAG. So I've got a lot of things to be grateful from the TAG perspective. And they've been a great partner to Comcast business. They're a customer, and they've continued to be a really good partner and ambassador to helping us with the Comcast business mission as well.
So now, as part of Comcast business, when they come to a community like they did here in Atlanta, is that part of their DNA that they say, you know what, we don't just kind of give lip service to some of these business associations. We really invest in them.
Yeah, I'm not the only one by any means. I don't want to create that impression. We are very engaged. My boss is involved in the Atlanta Metro Chamber. Many of us are involved in a lot of the charitable entities. I'm also on the board of American Heart Association, which I'm very proud of. The work they do for the community here. I think we look at it as, look, we work and play and operate in these communities. We have a lot of employees, like I said, in the Atlanta area and Georgia as a state. And so we feel a responsibility to, you know, interact and be good corporate citizens in the areas that we're operators. And I think we live up to that mantra as a company, really significantly, and I'm proud of all of my teammates that volunteer and give time to organizations like TAG. And there's many, like I say, charitable organizations that really help the community immensely.
Well, we're here today to celebrate innovation, and we're getting to learn and see and meet some of the most innovative firms in the state of Georgia. Are there any trends that you're aware of that are on the horizon that maybe aren't here yet, but they're coming?
Well, you know, it's funny that you know, we see a lot of different new trends, but there's a lot that folks talk about, whether it's AI or the one that for me is personally interesting is the smart communities. We've seen a little bit of that. We put our headquarters here for the central division over in the Battery at Truist Park, mm-hmm. with the Braves. And we've got a great partnership with the Braves, and you can see in that ecosystem, within the Braves, park there, you know, where people are living, working, having a good time, going out to eat, obviously the stadium, there's a concert venue. I think we're seeing more and more of these kind of mixed use environments. And so the smart cities trend, I think, is here to stay and is going to continue to expand. So that's one just kind of near and dear to my heart of how Comcast can play and help with that. But I think we all have a responsibility of how do these communities develop and how do we make them safe and effective, and how do you use technology in a very positive way. And I think that's, for me, a really exciting part to what we have going on at Comcast. So that's one that just sticks out for me that I know Larry mentioned kind of on the front end of the kickoff for the summit.
Well, Comcast business is about speed, I guess, is an important component. And how is having an internet that's, what do you call it, gig speed? How is that going to change, like, people's lives?
Well, I think, you know, as you see more and more applications, bandwidth's becoming kind of the table stakes of whether you're a home individual, you know, looking at your home, you've got kids in school, they've got to have a a basic internet. We're really proud of our Internet Essentials program, where we provide, fast speed internet to folks that are in the school lunch program, so their families can sign up and get a $15 low cost Internet Essentials connection into their home. But just like, you know, the internet connection's the lifeblood of the home, it is for the business, maybe even more so, because everything that most of our small businesses and mid-sized businesses are doing are in the cloud every day, and they need more and more bandwidth to support those applications. So what was, you know, acceptable 3 or 4 years ago is becoming, kind of slow, and we're seeing folks continue to, you know, need higher speeds, which we think we're uniquely positioned at Comcast to support. And we obviously love to be that kind of trusted advisor of our customers to help make sure they have the bandwidth they need to support all of their employees and all of their devices and all of their applications. And so that's really where our strength as an organization, Comcast Business, brings to the table.
Now, Larry mentioned earlier in an interview that he said, you know, every firm's a technology firm nowadays. And it seems to be that regarding bandwidth and speed, these things are kind of table stakes. Everybody's got to have that, and the people want more and more of that. And we take it for granted, like it's like air. You know, we expect right. our phones to work and be able to get Wi-Fi and get on the internet, things like that. Are there things coming down the road that maybe because of this increase in speed and increase in bandwidth that the consumer is going to be able to do things that they can't do today that maybe they're going to be able to do in a few years? Can you share some of those things that, you know, spoiler alert of some of the things we might be able to do a few years from now once that more and more speed and bandwidth is available?
Well, I think, it's not much of a spoiler alert because all of us see kind of these, applications evolving in our home, whether it's video, video on demand, where, you know, all of our kids have access to their shows and they don't watch on a regular schedule anymore. They watch the shows they want.
When they want.
They want, anytime, and any, from any device, by the way. It always drives me crazy when I see my son watching a TV show on his little phone, but he does it all the time. And so when you look at that, it's really bandwidth anywhere, anytime. To your point, when the internet connection severed, it's devastating in terms of none of the applications can work in that kind of environment. So, you know, what we see is making sure first off that you've got a reliable, always on internet connection. We've recently launched some products that provide a backup LTE environment. If the main line is cut, they have a backup. So that would be number one. And then number two, you know, some of the applications that we're continuing to see are leveraging AI and predictive kind of modeling, machine queue kind of technology that's going to basically customize the user experience. Today I look at it and we go in and we kind of go to where we want on the web and open the applications we want. But imagine a world where it knows our kind of interests and areas of focus, and it brings it to us. So I think you're going to see more of that, where the applications are suited and tailored to the individual business person or, you know, home user. And it's going to open up tremendous opportunities, I think, to be very predictive and very, specialized to the end user, where it's, you know, someday we'll look back and go, wow, we used to just go to websites and pull things up. Now they come to us and it's downloaded right to our, right in front of our eyes on an hourly, by the minute basis.
Now, getting back to your role as chairman of the board of TAG, are there things that you're looking to accomplish during your, kind of time as chairman of the board? Are there things that you want to make sure gets done?
Yeah, no, thanks for the opportunity to talk about that. So one of the things around TAG, obviously, you know, in addition to running great events like the 2020 Summit, which we continue to do, FinTech South at Mercedes-Benz Stadium last year was a great event. We're expecting a similar event this year. But in addition to the events, I think the real focus I have is bringing some new diversity to the board and to the membership ranks. as well as really trying to get more engagement in some of the companies that are members. We have 30,000 members, as Larry said, but when you actually look at who's engaged on a day-to-day basis, it's much lower than that. And I think really trying to get more companies digging in and looking at how they can get tag, throughout their company and look for the opportunities throughout their company, not just with the technology or IT department, but the marketing department, the finance department, the tech, the engineering department. How do we get all phases of your organization engaged in tag? Because I think there's a lot there. And again, I think what you put in, you're going to get a lot more out of it. It's one of those force multiplier facts. And so my goal is to build on our move to get more diversity and really more engagement from every member that we can.
And throughout the company, not just in the IT department.
Not just the CIO or IT director, but get everybody kind of activated within that company. Because there's something here when you look at our societies for... I know at Comcast, I have my CFO is engaged. My leader for sales is engaged. My marketing lead is engaged. They're each part of societies and different events that really gets to tap into their creative genius and energy level, which I think is really impactful.
Right. And as we mentioned, technology's in everywhere. Now it's permeated everything. And there are 26 professional societies at TAG. I'm sure you can find something that's interesting or at least tangential to what you're doing.
You're not trying, right? Because there's just great opportunity.
26 seems a lot,
Yes.
I think you should find something that interests you. So now if somebody wanted to get involved in TAG, what's the best way to do that?
So we have Vince DeSilva's he's our membership director, obviously. Larry and the team does a fantastic job. I want to give them a shout out. The staff at TAG is amazing, but I would say get reach out to one of them, reach out to myself, Jeff Pizzelli, and we'll help you get, engaged with the membership committee and we'll help you find the right place within TAG. Cause our mission is really to get more engagement, more folks involved. And I know you'll get a lot out of it if you make that step and make time for it. It's like anything else. It is hard. I know everybody's moving at light speed, but if you make the time for it, it's going to pay off. I really believe that.
And the beauty of TAG is there's an event every day, multiple times a day, somewhere for somebody, right?
Right. And if you miss one, the great news is you can go to next one.
There's another one. There's no shortage. Good stuff, Jeff. Well, thank you so much for supporting TAG through Comcast Business and your work as chairman of the board.
Yeah, and thank you for all the great work you're doing helping us get the word out. So thank you so much today.
All right. This is Lee Cantor for Stone Payton. We'll be back in a few at TAG Summit 2020.